Welcome to the Southwest. My name is Mr. Nakai. I will be your guide to this region. Let me tell you a little about myself. I am an American Indian from the Navajo tribe. Until I retired last year, I was a truck driver. I drove my big rig, that's what truckers call their trucks, all over the Southwest. I know this region like the back of my hand. When I was asked to lead this tour, I thought about how I could make it really special. Then it hit me. I'm a trucker. Why not take you on a truck tour? My big rig holds only 3 people, but some of my trucking buddies offered to help out. Together, we rounded up enough trucks to take your whole class. The view from high up in a big rig can't be beat. So pick a truck, buckle your seatbelt, and let's go. Let's begin our tour where I live. This is Monument Valley. It is part of the Navajo Indian Reservation. This is the largest reservation in the United States. The Southwest is home to a large number of American Indians, more than any other region of the country. Many American Indians live and work on reservations. Others live in towns and cities. I was born and raised in Monument Valley. To me, this is the most beautiful place on earth. Movie makers also love this valley for its setting. Many Western movies and television commercials are filmed here. Look closely at this landscape. Do you see those flat-topped hills? They are called mesas. Notice how bare the mesas are. Not enough rain falls in Monument Valley for forests to grow. Much of the Southwest is desert. A desert gets less than 10 inches of rain a year. Over time, plants, animals, and people have all adapted to living in this dry land. To adapt means to change to survive. The Navajos, for example, learned how to grow corn and raise sheep, even with little rainfall. As we move on, look for other ways that people have adapted to living in the desert.